Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, April 16th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. Bloomberg reports that Sony informed assembly partners it will make 5 to 6 million PlayStation 5 units for the fiscal year ending March 2021, according to sources. This is significantly fewer than produced for previous console launches, with 7.5 million PS4 units sold in the first two quarters after launch. The production limit is reportedly partially to account for lower expected demand due to a high launch price, as well as the COVID-19 pandemic affecting Sony's promotional plans. Sources say Sony plans to use existing PS4 models to bridge new users onto PlayStation Network services, with price cuts on PS4 possibly to coincide with the PS5 launch. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman and Debbie Wu report that, according to sources, Apple is developing high-end modular over-the-ear wireless headphones. They would reportedly feature magnetic swappable ear pads and headbands, as well as feature Siri voice support, noise cancellation, and some built-in touch controls. Apple reportedly plans to release headphones later in 2020. Amazon has chosen to close its warehouse in France after a French court ordered it to limit its deliveries to food and medical supplies until it can assure better safety measures for its workers. The closure will start April 16th and last until at least April 20th. Employees will be paid during the shutdown through the state's partial unemployment scheme. Amazon employs 10,000 people at six French warehouses. The Wall Street Journal reports that, according to sources, Amazon made changes to its site to get customers to place fewer items in carts. This includes the removal of the customers with similar items recommendation widget, scaling back coupons available, and canceling several sales promotions. This is reportedly to put customer focus on ordering essential items to ease Amazon's logistical capabilities. Sources say Amazon estimates it will not be back to pre-pandemic fulfillment capacity for at least 2 months. Facebook announced new measures to fight COVID-19 misinformation on its platform. In the coming weeks, the company will show a pop-up message from the World Health Organization to users who liked, reacted, or commented on content with harmful COVID-19 misinformation. The pop-up will include a link to the WHO's COVID-19 debunking site, which can be shared to other users. Facebook also added a Get the Facts page that curates accurate COVID-19 info and includes media fact checks. In a staff email, Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai announced the company will slow hiring for the rest of 2020, as well as reevaluate investments in areas like data centers and machines as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Meanwhile, GoPro announced it laid off 20% of its workforce, about 200 employees, as it expects sales revenue to be down 77% on the year in Q1. And the home buying startup Opendoor laid off more than 600 staff, or about 35% of its workforce, following a halt in home purchases by the company last month. As part of its sustainability initiative, Microsoft announced its Planetary Computer Project. The project will aggregate environmental data and apply machine learning models to answer questions for Microsoft clients and climate researchers on how to plan for sustainability. As an example of the application, Microsoft President Brad Smith said the project could be used to provide searchable satellite imagery combined with user source data to show on-the-ground forest borders for use in industrial construction site surveys. As part of the effort, Microsoft and the mapping company Esri will make geospatial datasets available and provide a $1 million grant to the Group on Earth Observations Biodiversity Observation Network. Samsung announced the Samsung Galaxy Tab S6 Lite. The design of the device takes cues from the standard Tab S6, but features a smaller 10.4-inch 2400 by 1200 TFT display, a 1.7 GHz octa-core ARM processor, 4GB of RAM, 64GB of storage that's expandable by microSD, a 7040 mAh battery, a USB-C port, and a headphone jack. It also includes an S Pen stylus, but lacks the Bluetooth Air gestures found in the Galaxy Note and standard Tab S6. The S6 Lite runs Android 10 and Samsung's One UI 2.1. Pricing was not announced. Google is rolling out a new kids section for the U.S. Google Play Store for apps that are deemed teacher-approved by high teacher ratings, along with reasons why teachers like the app, age appropriateness, and what it's hoping to teach children. Google says it moved up the already planned launch since so many kids are at home and in front of screens. Google expects to launch the kids section internationally in the coming months. And finally, TikTok announced new parental controls are coming to its platform. The company will launch a new family pairing tool in the coming weeks that will let parents pair their account with their children's. This will allow parents to set time limits on the app, restrict content available, and set who can send messages to the child. Also, starting April 30th, direct messages will be disabled for users under 16 by default. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.